Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
It's Blind Ranking Day, and this has become one of my favourite parts of the week because Niall and I get to rate from 5 to 1 a topic which Killian so expertly picks every single week, and the love and attention that he puts into it is knows no bounds, really. So I'll let Niall go first this morning because I was actually privy to yours yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What have we got?
Okay, so we're going to television, to the realm of television, and we're focusing on transition music. So, you know, the music that plays between a scene in a show.
Okay.
In a sitcom. So
yeah, I know the Friends ones. Like.
Exactly. Oh. And that's exactly what you have.
Okay. Happy
Friends
Wednesday.
Transition music.
Okay. All right. Here's number
this.
One.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic. And you know what? During lockdown, I learned a lot of Mangatar.
I remember you played them in here one morning.
Yeah, you did. It's lovely and nostalgic, but obviously I've just watched all, however many, 10
again.
Seasons?
Is there 10 seasons,
yeah. 10, yeah.
It's like a very little in the last season.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
10 or 11 episodes.
How are you feeling now? What's that making you feel?
That makes me feel nothing, I have to say. And I do like some of them, but that one, it wouldn't be one that really jumps
doesn't
out and grabs.
Doesn't do
anything. What about this part?
It's nice, but like it's definitely, it's no higher than a 4.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and what are we calling these?
Just one.
One at 4. Right, we move on to number 2.
And then you know that like Ross or Joey is going to walk
there's
into Central Park
coming.
And yeah. Something funny has happened.
Coming.
He's Chandler. He's cleaning the Porsche.
I'm going to give that number 3. So 2 at 3. I know okay. There's good to come. I know there is.
And the bass.
Yeah. Oh, give me that again.
Yeah. But listen to the bass this time. So funky. Wait for it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, so good.
It's a bit like Blind Date music from years ago.
A little bit,
you remember Blind Date? God, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go number 2.
Ah, that's number 1 for me.
I did this yesterday and that was my number 1. But on your head, be it.
On my head, be it. So 3 is at 2, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we got you.
We've 2 left to go and I've 1 and a 5 left. Here we go.
That one always linked into something a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
they had their emotional ones, they had their funny one.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that now, I have to say. I sometimes wish I could walk around in life and in my transitions.
Have little like
so
music.
You could just walk around with your guitar. So like I'll have a conversation with Joe in the office and then I'll turn to go and talk to Simone and you'll do the transition music.
Or we should do it on the show. So instead of songs, between every little segment, we just have that.
Okay, I'm going number 1 on that. I'm going number 1.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So what have you left?
Jeopardy.
5?
So honey, my worst spot.
This is the worst. Ooh, interesting.
No, it's probably a bit harsh to have it at 5.
Raging.
I'm not raging though. It would only have been a 3 or a 4.
Would it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that as well. In fairness, they are all. Was that a little scene in there?
A little bit.
Yeah, sure. I had to get them from episodes.
That was lovely. Yeah. In fairness, like that is like that must have made the show what it is. Like what's happened to?
So you're saying it's nothing to do with the cast or the writing or the funny jokes. It was just the guitar bits made the show what it is.
Definitely made it stand out. But do shows still have transitions? Like you know the way. Like there's no.
Yes, well,
there's
I don't
no
know.
Such thing as like sitcoms anymore, isn't there? Not.
No, but like if you look at Gavin and Stacey, they used a huge amount of well-known music as transitions. So the likes of Trust Me, I'm a Doctor and
In the Morning,
Razorlight, all that kind of stuff.
1975, yeah. Charlie XCX, and the recent ones. Yeah.
Do you know? I don't think they're doing it anymore though. I don't think.
Not original, but like it was the same with In Betweeners. They would use popular songs. Like Kate Nash, Foundations, I would always associate with In Betweeners, which I think is a great thing for the show as well, because like if a song reminds you of a show, it's good as well. No?
There's no such thing as comedy. Like, what? I just have like a light bulb moment.
Thought, because you're up next.
Okay, so I'll just remind you of, there's no point in me doing the top 5, it makes no sense, but let's just remind you of my number 1 transition music from Teams, from Friends. That with you today.
Oh no, you please give number 3 again. Just one more play, please, for myself and Killian. Yeah. Go on.
Number 3.
Yeah, to link it.
Yeah.
We are sticking in the theme of a television. Mm. Probably before your time. Well, yeah, it was before your time. Or not before, after your time. And I don't know if you've ever watched it, but
your
one
time
of the
is gone. Your time is gone.
After, it is probably one of the most iconic sitcoms to my generation of all time. It is, of course, Hannah Montana.
Oh, now, is that a sitcom?
Oh, a sitcom, yes.
I've never seen an episode. So.
Yes, it was very, very good. Billy Ray was in
you
it.
You and Tommy Shorey, favourite show.
Yes, and Jada News. Everyone loved Hannah Montana.
I watched Hannah Montana with Eve recently, so
okay.
This is fine.
So the transition music between Hannah Montana is actually, it's Miley Cyrus singing.
Okay.
So she would do like ad-libs.
Okay.
If you watched it, you wouldn't know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She would sing. So like if it was sad, it'd be really like depressing Miley. And if it was happy, it'd be really like, yeah, yeah. Mm. So they're brilliant.
That.
They're iconic.
Yeah.
Okay, here's number one.
Oh, that's when she like goes to her room because she's crying over a boy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That, like,
very depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, but like teenage angst is a real thing. Like, do you know, go again. Go.
Yeah. The fake audience. Oh.
It's like me coming upstairs when I've had enough of Tom and Eve. Just give me 5 minutes, lads. Just a bit of peace. Just a bit of like me time. That's when I go to the toilet, really. I'll give that a number three.
Of course you would. See, Josh.
Sadie Miley.
Sadie Miley. Okay, here's number two. I think that's more uplifting.
That's when she's walking into
Miley.
Like the diner kind of thing. Like she's like, yeah,
the beach.
She's coming to tell them something. Like she's got some big news.
In
like,
the cafeteria.
Yeah. Didn't really ignite anything inside me. It didn't speak to me. I'm okay. Going five.
Ooh.
What'll I call that?
Uplifting. Miley.
Ooh, Miley. Number five.
Here's number three. Yeah. Does she ever sing words?
No.
Okay.
It was just all this.
She's troubled here.
This is troubled. This is troubled. Like Billy Ray's not letting her do Hannah and Miley at the same time.
She's being grounded. Is that what they call it in America? Is it grounded?
Yeah. I used to be grounded when I was younger.
I was never grounded.
Weren't you grounded?
I was always grounded.
Oh, actually, once I was. Yeah, once.
For what? Well, I didn't have my
hickey. She just pointed at her neck. She got a hickey.
I didn't have my tea mug on my saucer.
No. Yeah, that was why.
This is you in your bedroom, grounded. With a hickey toothpaste on.
My mom was like, well, she was going to let me move upstairs to change my bedroom upstairs. And then she changed her mind when she saw that. That would have been me going into my old bedroom.
Yeah.
Sad. Four.
Oh.
Saddy Miley.
Okay.
Hickey Miley.
She's got number one, number two left with two left to go. Here's number four.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Like, that's real.
Nonsense,
that's
isn't
not
it?
Nonsense. That's real. Like, hey, guys.
That's
hey,
it.
Guys. Got some good news today.
Everything is good news.
I'm going
to
say.
She used that to open the Beat News bulletin for Jade.
Yay. Hey, I'm Jade.
And then for like
it's
a really sad.
8 o'clock. I'm Jade.
And then for a really sad story, you'd have the. Ooh.
That's goody happy Miley, that is. And, sorry, that's number two.
Okay, so you're leaving it all down
one.
To number one.
Yeah, Josh, take this. Right.
Here you go, your favourite Miley Cyrus, sorry, Hannah Montana transition music. Oh, yeah. We're back in the bedroom with the hickey, aren't
that
we?
Is what we call perfection.
That's the most iconic one used on TikTok still.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people take this sound and it's all in one collage on TikTok and they go ranking like whatever based on Miley Cyrus transition music.
You're gonna save the best for last. That's what I did there. Best for last. Miley at number five. Saddy Miley at number four. Just Saddy Miley at number three. Goody happy Miley at number two. And number one.
Fair play.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on
Beat Breakfast. Yeah. Oh, na, na, na.
Go on, lads. That was great. That was brilliant. Actually, I should have tried this next segment with them, really, shouldn't I?
Wow, it's a little demo. Yeah, maybe, maybe. Okay, talk to me. This is a video that's gone
maybe
viral.
Maybe you can ring them back.
Oh God, I don't want to wreck their heads. Like, do you know what I mean? They sounded like
they
liked
us. Go out in the rain and put fences
up. I won't annoy them. This broke kind of in the last few days. Aoife from Beat News brought it over to myself and Killeen yesterday. You'd already seen it.
I'd already seen it. Yeah, it's just two guys out in a J1 after a night out looking for a lift, and they end up serenading an American woman.
Okay, so there's nothing like a bit of serenading.
Yeah, I love it.
Let's have a listen.
You are so beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. You're so beautiful.
I know.
Jezebel eyes.
There you are, not a cloud in the sky. There you are.
Are you going to Termonde? Please, are you passing by it?
I'm not.
Please.
I can't take strangers.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to rob you. We're Irish. Oh, we're too poor to rob you. Honestly.
Too poor to rob you.
Honestly, we just need a lift, please.
I mean, look, fair enough, she's not going to give them a lift, but like, I love their charm and their crack.
Rendition of Kingfisher.
Yeah, Kingfisher, like, very best in
it
play
also
Irish.
It just reminds me of like that classic scene from Top Gun as well, you know, where he's trying to press, he sits down and says, "You never close
your eyes anymore." There's nothing like a bit of serenading. I don't think we have enough of that concept anymore. I don't think, we should never undervalue what it is to be serenaded in that way.
Do you need to be able to sing to serenade?
No, I don't think so.
I think you should just go for it.
It can be anything. You're just making somebody feel like $1 million in that second.
And she did enjoy it.
I kept saying, you're beautiful.
You're not getting a lift, but she loved it.
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't love that? Who wouldn't love to be like serenaded and made feel a little bit special?
I serenade people the whole time with my guitar.
Do you?
I just lay up and go, hey. And then into whatever love song of choice.
Oh, yeah. We've never done that to myself and Niall.
And he goes into his version of Gangnam Style. So, look, I, do you know what? Now that you mention it, I'm looking out there. It's a tough morning.
It's grim.
It's a tough morning to just find your joie de vivre, your get up and go. And there's people out there sluggishly getting into their cars this morning. All the sunshine is gone. It's rain, it's wind. I reckon there could be people out there who need a serenading.
This is a serenading opportunity on Beat Breakfast. And when it is gone, it is gone. It's going to last for the next, I'd say, 6 to 8 minutes. So you want to hop on the serenading train, shall we say. Choo-choo all aboard. All you've got to do
is... So you're offering to serenade people to give them a lift this morning.
I've
is that what's happening?
I've got a catalogue ready here.
She does. She has all of these song lyrics printed out.
So I want to serenade you this morning. The people that have come forward this morning, fair play to you, because you didn't really know what you were sending an emoji for. But what I will say is that I will serenade you, but that wouldn't be a gift really, so we will give you a Beat water bottle. And actually, I've been kind of slacking. I haven't been giving as many away, do you know? Like, there hasn't been the want or the need, so today is the day. All right.
Okay. So would you want to meet your first?
I'm going to chat to Ricky first, if that's okay. Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
How are you, lads?
Yeah, how
are
you?
What's going on with you this morning? Where are you and what are you doing?
I'm on the motorway on the way to work.
Okay. Right, okay. You're on your own, Ricky?
I am, yeah.
Okay, and how are you feeling?
A bit groggy. It's horrible. It's wet. It's windy, and it's not a nice morning to be heading to work.
And are you in the have you been serenaded before?
I haven't been, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, okay, that's exactly what I wanted. And have you ever serenaded anybody?
Probably after a few drinks at some stage, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well,
my girlfriend probably gets it unwillingly every day. But.
I love that. Well, it's 8:21 on a Tuesday morning, and so let's hope that this will just give you a little bit of a pep in your step today to go about your business and just really feel better about yourself. And so I've gone for some classics here this morning. And so, Ricky, are you ready to be serenaded by me?
I can't wait. Shaking with excitement.
You don't get overly excited, Ricky, in general, I'd say, do you? You're quite cool and like calm kind of in general.
Tumbleweed. It's been a while. It's good.
Absolutely. Good. Delighted with that, Ricky. Thanks a million. Ricky, just delighted with that silence there. That really set me up for this serenading. Right, let's go. You my little boo thing. So I don't give a hoot what you dudes say, girl, I know. You a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you found a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Is he gone?
Ricky? No, I'm here.
What do you make of that, Ricky?
Speechless. Absolutely
yeah,
speechless.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. Ricky, that has been your serenading this morning on Beat Breakfast. You'll also get yourself a Beat One. Ricky, everybody.
Cheers, lads.
Have a good day.
Cheers. Okay. Cheers, Ricky. Wow. Okay. Who is Karen, is it?
Yeah, let's go to Karen. Karen's okay. Up for the crack. Karen, where are you, my darling? In Carlow?
Good morning. I'm actually in Kilkenny. I'm just about to start work this morning, so I was up bright and early.
Okay. You don't really sound like you need a pep in yourself, Karen, because you sound great, but I suppose a little bit of serenading will just go a long way this morning, will it?
Do you know what it is? I'm always kind of happy anyway, but to be serenaded on a morning like this would be amazing, and then I could go in and recreate that for my colleagues and annoy them all day.
What lucky colleagues,
Karen,
they are.
It sounds like you and me would get on very well, Karen, to be honest with you. It sounds like you're right up my street. Right, are you ready for this, Karen? I've picked a special one for you, all right?
Okay, I'm all ready.
Get in the zone now, Karen, all right? Get in the zone.
Yeah, eyes are closed. Go ahead.
I love you. I'll tell me ma when I get home. The boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull me hair, stole me comb. But that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is Karen. She is the belle of Carlow City. She is a courting a 1, 2, 3. Pray, can you tell me who is she? She's Karen. Karen.
It was like you channeled Dolores O'Riordan there through you. It really was. Karen, how did that make. Oh, no, she's gone.
She's just laughing.
Karen.
It made me feel like. Yeah, it was like as if I was at the Cranberries concert or something. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, Karen. Karen, more of you in the world, please, Karen. More of Karen from Carlow in Kilkenny this morning. Have a great day, darling. Bye.
Lovely lad. Thanks, Phil. Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Deep Breakfast with Niall and Show. Hands to the beat. Go.
Right, 8:15. It's Thursday's Beat Breakfast. And where do we go? How do we start this one? We have a lot of tales for you on this show of just moments that happen in our life. And this is about business. This is about serious business. And yesterday we had a big meeting, didn't we?
Yeah, so we come together for a certain kind of creative thinking in this building. And so this meeting, Niall was already CC'd on the email and he knew he was attending. And then I was kind of like approached at the last minute, show, we think you could add some value to this. And would you like to attend? And I said, yes. How long will it be? And they said, 30 minutes. And I said, absolutely, I can do that for you.
You're very creative, to be fair.
Thank you. Yeah. And then Killian was also approached very very late to the game.
So 2 minutes before the meeting. Yeah.
But Killian, of course, being very amenable, said yes as well. So we all went up to the boardroom. And when it's
boardroom,
in the boardroom,
you know it's serious when it's in the boardroom.
Like, think Alan Sugar, you're in the boardroom and you're all sat round table. Yeah. Everyone's got paper, everyone's got pens. Yeah. They've got their ideas. They're coming in with like
huge,
you know,
range of like really the brains of the business.
Yeah, we had sales.
The main man, you had the commercial director. You had the news editor, you had senior sales representatives.
Yeah, like the juices were flowing. There was somebody, another colleague on Zoom.
Our digital editor was there on Teams, on a screen. And our solutions manager was there. It was
a big deal. Like, this was a big, big meeting. And everybody's input was needed and respected. And so a lot of us had stuff to say. And like, you know, again, I'd like to say I added some value there. You added some value, Niall.
Yeah.
And so I was sat kind of directly opposite Niall in his eye line, and then Killian was to the left of me.
I was at the head of the table.
Head of the table with the sales main man, manager.
Commercial
side
me.
Commercial director.
And so, sorry, the commercial director, absolutely commercial, all the way. Everything is commercial, and he is the director of all things commercial, and he is wonderful. I love the commercial director. The CD, as some would say.
Come back to this.
Yeah. So the ideas are flying around left, right. Center. We're going to make big business, big bucks.
Give me the big bucks.
Show me the money.
Show me the money. We have got this. Okay, everybody in. Come on. You say something and then I say something and it's like juices flowing around like a lovely swirling juice. And then something happens. In the middle of that meeting and Killian just lets out a rather loud and uproarious.
Uproarious.
I like Very good.
A reenactment, as some people say. That is my laugh. I just something happened, and I wet myself laughing. Like there's just some moments in the meeting where you just laugh.
Yeah. Now you were immediately chastised for your laughter, weren't you?
Verbally abused and assaulted in front of my work colleagues.
Not by me, can I point out? Not by me.
No one
defended me.
Well,
it was too funny to laugh.
I laugh, and then you can take over from what happened.
Okay.
You reenact the reaction.
Killian, out of nowhere, at a moment in the meeting when, as you said, the juice were flowing, just let out that big laugh, and when our senior colleagues just looked at him and went, "Why are you laughing? Why are you here?" And with that, we all just cracked up laughing. But the question is, what was it that prompted Killian to lose himself in that meeting and laugh? What did he see in his eyeline that made him start laughing?
Now, can we just go back to that colleague calling me out? That was vicious. In front of everyone, and no one backed me up. Everyone was like,
"Why are we meant to back
you up?
Why
are you here?" And then he was like, "Seriously, we're trying to discuss real business here." And I was like, "I am just
now." Your fellow Carlo person backed you and says, "I brought him because he adds value.
He adds value, and he always puts a smile on my face." Yeah. And
well,
I was like,
"Did
well, at least I'm here. I'm here for a laugh."
So the question is, what was it that prompted Killian to laugh at the meeting? What did he see?
Could you please do us a favour?
Wild
guess us and voice note us. 085-102-9103. What did Killian see in his eyeline that made him crack up and for the senior management to say?
I'll give you a few of the guesses coming in before we reveal what happened. Mark was on. He says, "Did show a snot hanging out of her nose." I've never seen it. Not hanging out of your nose. You look after your nose well.
I'm only human though, like it will happen.
Also, Maura was on. "Did Niall spill coffee down himself?" No. Very careful with my coffee. And this is obviously in reference to earlier in the week on the show. Tina says, "Did Cho's knickers fall out of her bag?" None of those, but close. So, Killian, what did you see that meant you couldn't control yourself?
So like I did question myself why I was there. So I was kind of just looking around as I do. And it does involve Show. I looked at Show. Now Show wears these kind of, she's wearing one today actually, where they're kind of not supported by a strap, say a top, as in they're kind of shoulder length. Oh, you're stopping me. What?
No, I just want to tell you that there's a name on these tops.
Low cut top?
No, they're actually, we did it on Snickers versus Knickers, and they're Bardo tops.
Bardo. She's wearing a Bardo top. And I was looking over, now obviously they have no straps on them and the shoulder thing, so I looked over and Show's right boob was sticking out, like with the bra on, it was strapless and it was just out, so the top had come all the way down. So I pointed at Show, caught her eyeline, and she went, "What?" And I went, "Boob is out." And then she went, "Oh," and pulled it up, and then she started kicking them, but not loud. Mm-hmm. And of course I have the big
and that's
why. But her boob was out in the meeting. I was trying to be a nice guy.
Yeah, you were being a decent guy.
And not have anybody looking at her boob. Although I did quite enjoy it, the few glimpses I got through seconds.
Oh my god.
But and then I got absolutely abused. "Why is this fella here? Seriously, I'm trying to sort something out in the meeting. You're just laughing. Why are you here?"
So, do you feel guilty in any way that he got in trouble because of your boob?
Well, it's not my fault.
If anyone was unprofessional in that meeting, it was Shauna
Lyons
with her boob out.
I said it before, my life is a series of unfortunate events, and that was just another one. And you were a victim of circumstance,
in that
occasion.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Really sorry about
no
that.
No more of these crapless stuff.
I love a Bardo.
A Bardo.
So do I after yesterday. Not being sexist here because it's in writing, but apparently women are reluctant to give DIY jobs a go around the house.
Fair.
14% of women refuse to do DIY compared to 7% of men. So the facts speak for themselves.
In my case, that's absolutely true. I shy away from it because I'm not great with like instructions and screws and
I can't judge you because I'm probably one of the 7% of the guys that refuse to do it. You know?
I think that is the case. So I do refuse, not refuse, but like I've never really done it. So it's not to say that I can't do it.
I'd be worried that I would cause more problems than solve.
You say that though, but like when we moved into our house years ago, we did a lot of flat pack stuff. And like I, for years, was finding screws afterwards. Like, and Tom's like, "Oh, I built this." And then there's like a drawer full of like screws. Really?
Did you build
spares? I don't know. There's a lot of Just cruiser. Anyway, yeah. The thing is, I am always up for a challenge.
Okay.
And I'm always willing to change and to reinvent myself.
Okay.
So just for a second, we're going to step into a zone where I am a DIY queen. And there are certain things that I feel like I've done myself a disservice because I haven't given them a shot, right?
Okay.
So I do believe that deep inside me, there is a skill that I just haven't unlocked yet. So for this morning, I'm going to go.
You're going to be a DIY queen.
Yeah.
So if me and Killian had some issues in our homes, you think that you could just get in there?
Yeah, I think I've got to this point in my life where it's time to make that change, be the change. Do you know what I mean? Okay.
Okay. So what's the first issue then?
So if I had to hang up a painting,
sure. Like, it's simple. You just line it up on the wall, and you basically like two things. I need a screw and a hammer, and then it's
nail.
I need a nail. I just need a nail and a hammer, and then I just literally like line it up on the wall exactly where I want, and then I just kind of do this. And then that's just job done. Look at that. Look,
that's
perfect. Okay, what's next? Hit me, come on.
Right, the dishwasher's broken.
Dishwasher is broken, right? A common problem around the house. A common problem. The tablet falls out willy-nilly. you know the way the tablet like sometimes gets stuck, falls out.
Falls out of the wrapper, yeah.
No, falls out of the little thing when it's not meant to.
Okay.
And then it gets stuck on the side. Or what'll happen is the little spinny thing that's meant to be going round, it's not going round like the sugar babes would say. So basically this is all, I just grab my hammer and a nail, and I just, there you go, job done. Thank you very much.
Okay, show. The electricity is tripped in my house.
Common problem.
We've all been there.
We've all been. Oh, it's dark. What will we do?
Yeah.
What will we do? And again, we just kind of stand back for a second, think about the problem, assess the situation, make sure that everybody is on the same page, and then we just do this.
Don't be hitting the fuse box with a hammer.
And the lights, everything's back on. See? Perfect. What else have you got for me?
Okay, I want some bushes cut out the back, and the grass needs to be done as well.
Trimmed bushes, a common problem, especially at this time of the year. There's been a lot of extra growth with the fine weather. Mm. And really what we're doing is we're looking here, seeing, right, okay, that's the bush in its current state. Where do we want it to be? How perfect do we want it to look? Do we want our neighbours to be talking about it? And then we just do this.
Right. What are you doing with a bush?
I tell you, a hammer and a nail solve everything. Is that it? Are you done?
Well, I need my garden furniture painted.
Obviously, okay. It's another common problem, because what's happening is the sun is kind of like
burning the
fading the paint that was there from 2024, and you're looking at it going, I want to revive that for summer 2025. Common problem. You're looking at your neighbours, same job. Do this.
Right. No, painting.
Yeah.
Stop
hammer,
breaking up
hammer
me furniture.
And a nail. Everything works every time. All right, so I think we've come full circle in this chat. I started by saying I shy away from DIY, and by the end
once she has her hammer, she's sorted. She can fix anything.
Anything else that you want to send me this morning? 085 102 9103, and just like if you've anything at all. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you. I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
The show just keeps roaring. Yes, girl, at the messages coming in this morning.
I just keep replying. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do we start?
We're actually a little bit swamped here, so let's get through the first of them this morning. Truth Juice is out, and we're asking you, drop the filter and tell us what you need to tell us this morning. Here's numero uno. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My mother-in-law feeds my child disgusting foods that I would never ever give to him. Everything is out of a jar, a packet, and riddled in sugar. There was one thing she gave him that had 10 grams of sugar, which is 10 teaspoons, which I would not put in a coffee for myself, so why would I give it to a baby? She absolutely wrecks my bulb. I don't know why I married into this family.
Gulp is
so honest.
Are you ready for more?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one.
When people like message you and they're like, hey, how are you? And you know for a fact that they just want something off you. It's like, just get to the point. Why are you saying, hey, you don't care? I don't care how you are. Like, I would text back now. I'd just be like, what do you want? Like, because I just want to get over it and just be like, yeah, go on. I'll happily give you whatever you want. Like, but just don't be asking me how I am.
Oh,
this is quite brutal, isn't it?
It is brutal. Right, we go again?
Yeah, go on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I was chatting to a girl and things were going nice, and then I discovered that she has a pastime, and it completely ruined me for her. It's something that she's obsessed with. She has the outfits and everything. She is, of course, a cyclist, and that is the worst type of person there is in the world. A pest, honestly, is how I would describe it.
No.
Yeah, no, dropped her straight away after that. Couldn't, no matter how good you are, no matter how great you are, once you're a cyclist, you're out.
What? What? What is wrong with cyclists?
That's his thing. It's just not interesting. I can't get
over that.
Okay, let's squeeze one more in.
I have this friend who was my good friend for quite a while, and then she just decided to, like, she started saying that we weren't really close anymore and that I'm not making enough effort. So I started making more of an effort, and then she just stops texting me and stuff. And then she says she feels left out, but every time I do anything, I invite her. And now she sends me a voice note every, like, 3 weeks. So to me, that's just childish.
Oh God, you are letting it out this morning. You have drank the truth juice.
We have a load more coming in. Killian's working on them at the moment.
There's so many. I'm trying to listen.
I know.
He's trying to protect your anonymity this morning. Okay, well, would you like to hear some more?
Go for it, yeah.
Here we go, number one.
My cheating ex is trash.
He probably knows that.
That's the one that I replied. Yes, girl.
Number two, truth juice.
One of my work colleagues should retire. They're too old to be working.
Okay. Number three.
I have been so fed up of my work the last couple of months that I actually have half my notice wrote up and I'm just waiting for the right time.
Well,
I have my notice in my pigeonhole ready to deliver at any point.
Well, what's the quote I used last week on the show? Nothing changes.
If nothing changes. That's true. Right, one last one this morning.
Well, lads, there's a fellow working next to me, up work, and bang his sweat off him. It's unreal.
Oh, no.
Bar of soap.
What does the end of it say?
Bar of soap.
Oh, God. I don't know where to go from here, really.
There's nothing really to say.
Well, somebody drank some truth juice.
Truth juice. Beat breakfast
with Niall and Show. This is Beat. Beat the intro. And it's Show versus Killian. And we had a draw, didn't we, on Tuesday?
We did. It was a Wexford versus Carlow.
Mm. So who's going to take the title, the Leinster Provincial title this morning?
Okay, I'm sure it'll be Killian.
I think, did you go first on
first,
Tuesday?
So it's over to you, Show.
Okay.
So your team this morning is Time. Okay.
Time after time.
Time.
If you fall, I will
catch. That's not there.
This is Beat.
This is Beat. We don't play stuff from the 60s.
Okay. Here's
that is not from the 60s.
80s?
It is from the 80s.
Cindy Lauper.
Loper. Okay, here's song number one from 2012.
May as well just hand you the title.
Oh, come on.
Is it this is going to be the best day of our lives?
Mm.
No, very similar though. Like they love a good drum beat.
They were out at the same time.
It's not years and years. It's not. It's 2012 time. So this is who I am.
Mm.
So this is who you are.
So you couldn't get Taste this morning and now you can't get this. It's a shambles of a day.
Either, to be fair.
It's not Green Day. That's way too late. Oh, I know this song. This is going to haunt me.
You know this.
It also features in Gogglebox, which I believe we'll be talking about a bit later.
So this is who I am.
That's one of those transitionary music bits that we talked about yesterday.
No, it's not.
Even the artist.
2012. Hmm?
Is it like a boy band, like, but they're a rocky kind of band?
Well, there's boys in the band, yeah.
Boys and girls?
Don't know. I don't think there's any girls.
It's not like MGMT.
I only know the lead singer. Quite hot.
It's not Maroon 5. It's not MGMT. It's not... I don't know what it is. I'm so sorry. I may as well take the Leinster title now.
It's time, Imagine Dragons.
Oh, well done, Imagine Dragons.
Zero. Zero.
Gosh, you're both really mean today.
I wanted a big performance this morning. Right, let's go to an easy one then from you for 2022.
Lizzo, About Damn Time.
Correct.
Not even speaking in between, just hit me with them.
I'm hitting this up. There you go. Turn up five times. Turn down the lights. I got a feeling. Okay, we got 2 points on the board. Remember, it's a point for the artist and a point for the song title. So play along at home. Next, let's go down your alley in 1999. Okay, right down your alley.
You know this song does something to me.
Do you have a clue who this is? Because you're very young.
I think so.
Okay.
Oh God, it's okay. It's Britney. Yeah. And it's sometimes I run. Sometimes I run. Sometimes.
Would have got that.
Say it all. Sometimes I'm scared of you, but all I really want is to hold you. The video is
okay,
on a beach.
You've had your fun. Let's hit you with another stinker.
I'd say that gave a lot of people some fun. You're being so nasty today. What's wrong with you? You need a holiday. You need a day off.
2008, a top 10 hit in Ireland.
No idea what it is, but beautiful.
Did you never whistle along to this?
Not a iota of what that is. I'm not even going to pretend that that is hidden deep inside me. I've no clue what that is. Give me a little hint there. What year was it? 2010?
No, 2008.
Oh, 8.
It's a boy's name and a mammal in the song title. I don't think that'll help.
Whale. Big whale.
Is that who these are?
I don't see.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you just eating your oats in the middle of my round? Whale.
No. Do you have any idea? Song title?
I don't know the song title, but I know that my friends did a little band and that was their first video they put up.
Oh. What is it though?
Whistle. It was, it's Noah and the Whale.
Yes.
Oh.
And I don't know what the name of the song is, but there'll be sun.
It's 5 years time.
5 years.
I've never heard this.
5 years time.
Where you are.
I might not know you.
This was like peak 2008. Summer road trip song.
Met them at Oxygen.
I swear on my life, I would never have got it because I've never heard that song before.
Do you know Noah and the Willow? LIFEGOESOM. Got more money than says my friends, he got heart. That's them.
Yeah, I like that song, but I've never heard that song. I think you're out to get me.
No, it's a top 10 hit. We played it to death on beat at the time. Don't know where you are. You're in your show's world.
On TV.
Right, you got one left, and it's a UK number one from 2010.
Oh, what a tune.
It is a great tune.
Say you won't do it, say you won't
yes.
do it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the track.
I don't know.
Don't do it.
Around the time this was out, they came in and visited me here in studio. It was quite the day.
Oh, Niall, stop dropping those
names. It was quite the day because all of the girls from the office, it just came like zombies towards reception.
Oh, it's The Wanted.
Yeah.
God, what is it called?
Also the name of a band.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We're right around the same time.
What's your clue?
I don't know. What's the clue?
Yeah.
I know time. Watch the times, time after time, time, time again, time. Give me the time. What's the time? Have you got some time?
Will I give her a hand or will this backfire me? But because
I don't think I'm on four points.
I think you're right. I have this clue. If I am at the depths of like my mood, and I'm
all
in
time
this
low.
Place.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you, Kel.
Okay, now that's a bonusary point. So if I lose, I'll be happy.
I got 6 points. I think you're absolutely going to take the Leinster title, and I'll be delighted for you.
Now. Larry's not team show, that's for show. He's with the lads today, it seems.
Now, Killian, I smell a 10 out of 10.
I love Larry, but he does like kind of, he picks one person every day to root for, doesn't he? Mm.
And today, well, at least he shares it around.
Today's not my day,
obviously. Today's not your day.
No,
he's with the lads today.
Yeah, so it's all the lads. Come on, Killian, okay, I'm rooting for you.
I've had my water, I've had my oats, I've had my coffee. Let's go.
Is a 10 out of 10 doable? Possibly. Let's do it. Your theme is body. Now, that can be body, it can be somebody, it can be everybody, it can be nobody.
Okay.
It can be anybody.
It could be everybody.
Needs somebody.
Hang on a second. This is Beast.
This is Beast.
Sorry.
Somebody's singing a song from the 60s.
Ask the Blues Brothers, and it was featured in Drake and Josh heavily, and that was in the noughties, so allow me some credit.
Sure, Time After Time was featured in a movie, in a rom com from 2015. I didn't pull that out of the bag when I sang it.
Well, you didn't think of it, did you?
Okay, let's kick it off. UK number one, 2009, easy enough.
Oh, sure. No. Oh, give me a 2-1.
Love it.
Give me one more time.
You should know the horns, yeah.
Oh,
J-J-J-J-J-L-S, everybody in love. Oh, you're playing the breakdown.
Yeah. Go put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Here we go.
In love. Put your hands up.
You're like Sam. Remember Sam and I'm a Celebrity.
It's like if I went out. I honestly would love to go to a JLS gig. I'd say it'd be brilliant.
I bought their first album and they had little tunes on it.
Yeah, they did. They were a great band.
Yeah, they were a fully formed band when they went on X Factor. Yeah. Like, they had nothing to do with them. They were ready to
They
rock.
Should have won. They deserved to be winners.
Who won?
But they
Ollie didn't
Joel, win. Was it Ollie that year?
Or Little
Joe
Mix.
McKeldry. It was Joe McKeldry.
No, it wasn't Little Mix. They didn't battle another band.
Hang on a second.
I think it was Ollie, wasn't it?
No, it was Leona Lewis. It was that year.
Leona, you're right.
And then it was One Direction, Ollie Murray's the following year.
You're right. Okay, song number two. It's a top five hit from 2004, and I love it.
No.
Thanks for that.
I know it, but I don't know it. It's one of these.
I love this album.
Is it
so much.
Snow Patrol?
Such a brilliant album. It's not Snow Patrol.
It's Chasing Cars or Chasing.
It's not Snow Patrol.
That's Snow Patrol. I lived in Dublin and I had this album on my iPod.
Okay. I saw them at Oxygen 2004 in the.
Everybody's Changing.
Mm-hmm. And they were amazing and they're still touring. And if you get a chance to see them, go.
They busked last Christmas.
Where?
London, I think.
All right, okay.
Not in Waterford.
While you're still pondering, just
Keen.
Clara. Oh, well done.
Thank you. Larry,
sorry,
I didn't see that message before. I can just let you know.
Great tune, 2 points. Just clarification.
Yeah, you were wrong about the Leona Lewis. It was actually
Alexandra Burke. Sorry, apologies.
It's not sad that you know it. Who said that? It's Shannon. Shannon, that's a fact that you could use.
Oh, yeah. Like, X Factor was a big part of my lifestyle. Back
come
after
in
mass.
Handy at a pub quiz someday, so don't beat yourself up. Okay, we move on to 2023. We're on 4 points out of four. Here we go. That's all I'm giving you. I mean,
what the hell? Give it to me one more time. That's what she said. Oh.
Do you know this? Staring at them now.
What year?
It's 2023.
Wow. Is it a big
is
hit?
This our very own Moncrief Love Somebody?
Oh, well done.
If you're gonna love somebody.
Oh yeah, you hanging out with him last week.
Everybody wants somebody.
I have no idea what that is. Never heard that.
Literally sat within 2 feet of Moncrief last Tuesday.
Okay, right, we've 6 out of 6, so you're now level with show. 2 left to go. Can we do it? UK number one from 2014.
Uh-huh, honey.
Uh-huh, honey.
I know somebody to love.
Well done.
Nope.
And need somebody?
Nope.
No, I need some. Your body?
Nope.
I was thinking of you might need somebody.
Great tune. Yeah. Shola Ama.
Shola Ama.
Can I get one more time? Sorry.
Yeah.
Is it just body?
No.
I know I wanna with somebody to love, with somebody, nobody.
Keep going. Nobody.
No, your body.
No, you're almost there.
I know that somebody with somebody. I don't know who it is. Is it like Chasing Status or is it a DJ? There's double act, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there was two of them.
Uh-huh.
But it was the same era as Chasing Status.
Toothies are disgusting.
I can't read his writing.
Yeah, it's very scribbly.
Oh,
okay,
is
come
it
on.
Just
need,
Dumont?
No.
Okay.
No, you were very close to the title. Do you want to have one last go with the title?
Nobody, your body, anybody.
No.
Somebody, so body, nobody, show body.
No.
Show's body?
No.
No.
Okay, switched. It was called Nobody to Love.
Nobody to Love.
Oh, the wrong one.
By Calvin Harris.
Sigma.
Sigma. Oh. Harris. Do you remember? It reminds me of Premier League years for some reason. Do you remember that on Sky Sports?
Yes.
And this was one of the music for a thing.
Transition music.
Yeah.
Okay. To love. We're not doing 10 out of 10.
No, I'm not.
And actually, well, it all comes down to this as to whether you can win or not. You're both on
I'm
six
sure
points.
Sure, he's going
to
win.
Let's find out. A recent track. Our final one.
Come on, sure he knows that. Like, don't even pretend not to know this, Killian Doyle. I'm not here for it.
You probably have the vinyl,
do you? I'm after going blank.
Ah, stop.
It's not 8 year young. It's not.
Killian, you know who it is.
It's Hozier, so yeah. I know I win, but.
Don't do this for dramatic effect.
I'm not doing it for dramatic effects.
Because he does that.
Somebody. No, stop now, Shaw. It's going to annoy me.
Doesn't he do this, though?
Yeah.
Can I have it one more time?
A lot of Hozier on Beat the Intro this week. It's a good one for Beat the Intro. We had some.
Do they get royalties for Beat the Intro?
No, well, wouldn't be worth it.
No.
Okay.
You've won anyway.
I don't know.
It's called Nobody's Soldier.
Nobody's Soldier. Honestly, took a blank.
So narrowly pipped. 7-6 this morning.
Well done, Kev.
Well done,
champion.
All.
No, I'm disappointed. I should have got 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since I've had the 10 out of 10 music. You're letting me down, both of you. That's all I'll say.
I'm taking Tuesday off so I can study. And I'm coming back fighting. All right.
All right, Beat the Intro returns next week here on
Killian,
Pizza Breakfast.
Killian, you're so deflated.
There's sadness in the studio this morning. This is
Beat. Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Get up!
I need you now. Beat.
21 after 9 on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning. It looks like the sky is ever so slightly brighter. Is that true?
Very optimistic of you, I have to say. Very optimistic. Easy on, you're far away from a window. Okay. So the knicker incident in Inchidani, a beautiful, classy part of Ireland, and Show brought the tone down again.
I wouldn't say that. As you said, it's only a bit of clothing.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And we're just kind of trying to see, is there anything worse that could have fallen out of her possessions than that? Now, I'll give you a couple from the WhatsApp to start with. I see your knickers. And message from Emma says, I raise you an adult toy. You wouldn't have one of those.
I do have one of those at home. You didn't. No. How did I end up with one from Daily Dilemma Uncensored? And I need to get rid of it. It's on top.
Your friend wanted and he gave it back to you.
That's right. It's on top of my wardrobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't bring it to Inchidani because you never know. It would fall out. We have another message in here as well. A voice note from Marion, who was on this morning.
Okay. So, Marion here. Not embarrassing. Just odd, maybe Marianne odd. So I take your blue knickers and I raise you my unicorn Vaseline container. And I was outside of Tesco's. I was fumbling in my bag to get a token out or whatever. And out jumps my little bitty unicorn shaped Vaseline holder. And this woman reaches down and picks it up and says, you just never know what's going to come out of someone's bag. And I just kind of smiled and went on my way. So, yeah, odd nonetheless. But I still have it and I like it and it works. Okay, lots of love, guys. Bye.
Oh, thank you,
Carolyn. Actually, you sent us a picture of it. It looks quite cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. I wouldn't have thought that was embarrassing. Is this Breed that was on to us this morning?
I don't have access to that. So
oh, you've no access. I have access to Breed.
Oh,
okay. I have that audio
you
clip for you.
Audio clip incoming, everybody. Audio clip time.
This is Breed on the audio. Oh, sorry, one moment.
This is why we don't let her near the acids.
I remember being at a disco years ago. My friend had kind of no boobs, really, really flat. So she decided that she'd put two chicken fillets in. Halfway through in the night, a real belter of a song came on and we started leaping around. One of the chicken fillets fell out. We didn't realise it until we started dancing around, and next thing, one of the lads kind of copped on the floor. So I got it up in my hands and literally swung it around the place and stuck it right up on the ceiling of the dance floor. One of the local lads that was working there had to come over with a sweeping brush handle and get it down. Mortification on my friend, but some left for us.
Wow. It happened at a house party once. I threw it up. It was just lying around. Very squidgy and very sticky.
Yeah.
The thought of it, like, just
stuck to the roof. Con was on as well. He says, I have a good embarrassing one for you. Back when I was like about 14, I came home from school and I threw my school bag on the kitchen floor before sitting down at the table to have dinner. Parents and sisters all there, and out fell a strip of condoms. The look I got from everyone was just mortifying.
13 or 14, yeah, fair play to you.
Con, you were fair play, well, at least you were safe, you know, fair play in that, yeah.
I would be embarrassed, yeah. No, yeah.
You'd
yeah.
still be embarrassed even at this age.
I would.
Another. What about lice cream? Like, as in, head lice are.
Sure, I'm a parent.
You're used to that. And actually, on that, I was going to say, what would be embarrassing to fall out of your bag like this? What would raise you? I said, like, anything that Eve puts in your bag, I'm regularly asking you, what's that? Oh, that's Eve's, like, furry toys.
I probably use that as an excuse.
You probably
furry
do.
Furry toys.
Yeah, I don't know. Like kids. Yep, furry toys. Yeah. Grace is very brave. She's come forward
Grace,
this morning.
Just hold me in your arms and let...
Grace!
Hey, how are we?
We're good, darling, we're good. Now, I said when we were telling the story, or when I was telling the story, that it'd be really hard to embarrass me, that I think I would be... I'm not very easy to shame or shock, but go on. What happened to you?
Right. So one night, a while back, and it was like the end of the night, and we were walking down to the taxi rank, and this lad started shouting at me, and I was like, oh my God, like, you know, the attention, thinking I was the shit. Sorry. Walking along, and he kept on calling. I was just like, oh my God, what a loser, like how desperate.
I know, you're like, would the fellas just stop throwing themselves at me?
Yeah.
Would be form a cue, please.
And, go on, Grace.
Walking on. So then he actually ran after us and tapped me on the shoulder. And I was just like, oh Jesus, like, stop, like. And he just, real matter of fact, just handed me back my like 3 stone of a hair extension hairpiece that I had like had been wearing but had actually fallen out of my hair probably about a quarter of a mile back up the road, and I never knew. So I was there supporting a little bun on top of my head about the size of a walnut, walking down the street. And he might as well have been handing me back an apple or a piece of makeup. He was just so serious. He was obviously really used to women having hair pieces and stuff, and was just like, here, you drop this. Well, I said, the hair piece went into my bag and I nearly jumped into the bag myself. The shame, and yeah, that was a big lesson learned for me, not to be so sure about what was happening. So yeah, that was, even talking about it now, I'm going red. I'm like, oh Lord.
No, you're a stunner. But I will say, like, how sweet that he was just there, like,
just,
and he wasn't giving
guy.
up, like, with your ponytail. Yeah. That was so sweet.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Oh. Here's your ponytail back. Oh, stop.
Grace, you're a star. Thanks for joining us.
Have
morning.
A great day, darling. Thank you.
No bother. Mind yourself.
Bye. You too. Bye. Bye.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. Get up. I need you now.
Okay, 12 after 9. Right, you had another little admission for us in recent days. And I don't think you're alone in this.
I don't think
you should be ashamed or scared to say it, that you're a little bit of a scaredy cat.
I am a little bit of a scaredy cat. I think I've said this on the show before, and I definitely have had this conversation with people over the years, where you realise you're a fully grown adult who has responsibilities, in my case a child and a husband, and I'm still afraid of being in the house on my own. And Tom and Eve left on Thursday to go to Cork the day before I went down, and I had no dog either because mum and dad had Ashley, and I just had that thing of, like, I'm not great at, like, being in the house on my own. Doesn't matter, I don't think it will matter what age I become. Mm. I'm still going to have that idea that, okay, don't laugh, but like that, like the wet bandits from Home Alone are going to break it. Like, and I could never, like, I was fine. I actually got to sleep and I think I've gotten better over the years at it. But it's still just that little thing of, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, it'll never be my natural habitat. Mm.
You would rather have your big, strong man in the house with you.
Well, not like anybody.
Any strong man.
I'll take Eve.
Yeah. I would naturally have that position too. That, yeah, being in your own in a big house is a little bit scary, but I kind of had to get used to it because I live alone. And I do love that side of it too. What about you? Would you ever be nervous being on your own in a house?
No, I used to when I was younger. And when I first moved down to my shack, I used to have terrible nightmares.
Did you?
Yeah, because it was just, you had to walk down in the dark.
You were separate from the house.
And then when that was first there, like when Barry used to play PlayStation 2 down there, he used to make us stay there with him because he wouldn't walk back up even though he was the eldest. So, but like, I've got accustomed to it now. My biggest fear is that like a bird will come in or something.
Never mind the burglars, never mind the wet bandits.
Actually, I thought of you last night when I had the window really wide open. I was like, a bird would definitely have the chance or the like.
Yeah, because if you leave a bit of wrapping paper or something, or not wrapping paper, like, you know, a bit of a bar or something left over in your room, they'd sniff it and
I never leave chocolate in my room. I don't eat it at all. Anyway, I decided that to me, the burglars are always the wet bandits from Home Alone.
Harry
they're
and
always
Marv.
Always Harry and Marv, and they're coming in. And so I've compiled.
Well, hopefully, if they are coming in, they're as useless as Harry and Marv.
Then you have a good
chance.
Well, with that in mind, I've compiled a list of responses that I would use for Harry and Marv, aka the wet bandits. Or are they the sticky bandits?
They're both
in Home Alone.
Sticky bandits in two.
Niall just said to me, like, surely you've seen this movie about 100 times. How do you not know what they're called? Anyway. So I have come up with a list of scenarios and then appropriate movie line responses.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay? So let's start. The intruder arrives, Harry and Marv arrive on hump day and they didn't think... They didn't think through their outfit choice.
Okay.
And you have no option but to call them out.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I watched that movie over the weekend.
It's so good.
Yeah, I'd forgotten how much I love it.
Okay, scenario number two. Mm-hmm. When you confront them about being in the house, but they say they are merely just checking out property in the local area.
Good excuse.
What do I say to them?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Great quote.
What's that from?
Elf.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, this is important because this could very well happen. So Harry and Marv are in my house and I'm not sure what to do. So I decide that I will perform a rendition of my party piece.
Oh, no.
And my party piece is the classic song Caledonia, mm-hmm. as I once sang with Lewis Capaldi. And when I finish performing it and they're looking at me with blank faces, this is what I say.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Okay. Scenario number four. I decide that the wet bandits are in my house and I'm going to let them have a little potter around, right?
Okay.
So I grab my towel and I head for Curraghcloe. Because
just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do we do? We swim.
And scenario number five. This is the worst thing that the wet bandits could do in my house, right? They could take my be kind or live, laugh, love signs.
No.
And take them away from me forever.
Your brain works in the funniest ways. It sure does.
I have every scenario for Marv and Harry visiting my house covered.
So if the wet bandits come to your house, you're just going to quote your favourite line, movie line,
are you
going to
play
scare them off
like Kevin did, or are you going to say them?
I'm going to play them from
another
room.
Okay, I'd say it'd be a bit weird if you got down the ground to some robbers and just started to call them.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.